guys, I'm Lana B. This week we talk a little bit about communication. I want to get into it a bit more with this little summary of the things that were discussed in the podcast. Communication is one of the most powerful tools that God gave us, y'all, as humans. It is our way not only to deal with each other, but it's how we develop a relationship with Him. God, like, God of all, who created everything, He gave us this tool as mortals to engage with Him. And because this tool is so important, we must learn how to handle it and operate it in the way that He intended for us to do it. So a statement I heard this week that I want to delve into is, be slow to speak, fast to forgive, and be slow to take offense. Okay, so these three things can really improve our communication. So let's take them all in steps. So let's start with step one. Be slow to speak. Y'all, everything you don't deserve or need a response. I know, it's hard, but it doesn't. When Jesus was being accused, the Bible said He kept silent. When you are angry, it may seem like everything you haven't dealt with, like, it just resurfaces. When someone offends you, you may revert back to that little girl that was bullied, and you feel the need to stand up for that little girl inside of you from years ago. We've all seen those people in public yelling, cussing, y'all just carrying on, acting up, fighting, and we may stand and we may watch from a distance. We're like, oh my gosh, like, what could have caused that amount of anger? Or let's be honest, let's take a step back. Most of us have been in those situations ourselves when we out carrying on. And in that moment, you may feel like that comment that other person made was worth that amount of anger. But most of the time, it really wasn't. It really is not, if we just stop and think about it. When something makes you mad, I have found the best thing you can do is just sit quietly for a minute and just wait before you respond. And it's hard. If you're anything like me, you're ready to pop off. But the older I get and the wiser I'm becoming, I am learning that just take that moment to sit and just think. So sometimes it's hard for me just to sit and think, or, you know, sit and pray and not do anything. So sometimes I'm gonna give you this little tip, because sometimes I do it. Girl, go wash your hair. Listen, it works. Go wash your hair and pray while you are detangling it. If you got 4C hair like me, girl, that's some good tarrying time. Let me tell you, it's some good tarrying time before the Lord. And you could take out a lot of that frustration on those knots. This will give you that much needed time to kind of cool off and filter your words through grace and love and respond like a Christian. That's what we're supposed to do in the first place, right? Number two, be fast to forgive. I know this from experience. Forgiveness is one of the hardest things that we are required to do as Christians, I believe, in my personal opinion. It's so hard, y'all. It takes a real strong, secure, mature person to walk in forgiveness. Let me let you in on something that, for some reason, I've been a Christian for a long time, but it just really hit me. Do you know that God granted us the power to forgive? Like, we don't have to do this on our own, y'all. Like, if He required it, that means He's given us the power to walk in it. I struggled in this area for years. Some people did some real jacked up to me, and it hurt me. It crushed me. And there was a point where I didn't know how to let it go. I truly didn't. And it wasn't until I realized that I think I'm trying to do this on my own. I think I'm trying to walk in forgiveness on my own. And I never took hold of the power that God gave me. And, you know, if you're trying to walk in forgiveness in the flesh, it is not going to work. It's not going to work. You need that power from God to forgive, y'all. I'm telling you, you need it. Like, every time you see their name pop up on Facebook memories, or mutual friends say their name, or it just run through your mind, you're going to want to slap them. Trust me. The anger attached to hurt is awful, y'all. And we as Christians, we have to forgive. We have to forgive. I know it's hard, but we have to. So I encourage you to take your walk in forgiveness seriously. Unforgiveness can lead to a lot of underlying health issues, Like, if you don't check it, like, a lot of stuff can just turn into bitterness over the years. Unforgiveness can also cause you to make really bad decisions, and you'll walk down paths that you weren't even supposed to walk down. I've known people to pursue a career for years just because at the root of it, they haven't forgiven somebody. They were still trying to prove themselves, you know? And if they would have just took that walk of forgiveness, it would have put them on the right track. So I hope we can kind of delve into this a bit more on this podcast, because this topic is a lot. It's a lot. And this topic is really deep, and I feel like a lot of us struggle in silence with this. So hopefully, as sisters, this is something we can discuss together. Just remember also that we all have sinned and we all have hurt somebody. Yeah, you. I know you may be dealing with pain that somebody else caused, but honestly, a good way to help with forgiving someone else is to remember what you did. Because a lot of times, let's be real, we like to throw what we did in the sea of forgetfulness. But we are not perfect. We have been a thorn in somebody's flesh. A lot of times when we remember that, it helps us be more compassionate to somebody who's done us wrong. So when we practice forgiveness, it helps to keep us humble and honestly on our knees. My experience with dealing with pain and hurt and unforgiveness, like, it really helped me develop my relationship. My prayer life got stronger because I needed that power from God to walk in forgiveness. Let's move to number 3. Be slow to take offense. Just close your eyes. If you're not driving, close your eyes. Imagine that your heart is a vault, like a vault in a bank where you keep a lot of, like, you know, all of your possessions and stuff that you don't want nobody to break in your house and steal. So imagine your heart is like that, where all your most treasured possessions are contained. Would you just leave that vault wide open for anyone or anything to go in and out of? No, you ain't gonna do that. You're gonna have a higher guard there protecting it, a higher guard, not your cousin. You're gonna have somebody there who you know you paying that's gonna do right. You're gonna have somebody there protecting it. Well, the Bible instructs us to do just that with our hearts. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Y'all, it's so easy nowadays to become offended. Between receiving passive-aggressive emails from your colleagues or coworkers, child, unanswered text messages, that annoys the mess out of me, and reading status updates from people who think they know it all on social media, there are so many forms of communication through which we can become offended. We have to be wise about the access and the time we give certain people. Like, we give certain people too much of our attention, and a lot of that can open us up to becoming offended more. And as you've realized, you know, just living, it's hard to avoid it at times. So how can we prevent it from entering our hearts? What I have done is something that was mentioned on the podcast this week: deciding how much weight I'm giving people's words or even their actions. Words hurt, but it's up to us to first protect ourselves by limiting our access to certain people, also deciding whether or not we pick the offense up. One pastor compared picking up offense to picking up bags of weight. The more you pick up, the harder it is for you to move. That illustration truly helped me understand how to make a deliberate decision to not allow someone's negative comments to influence my day. There are a few practical ways that you can practice this as well. So first, pray. Pray, sis. Pray. I know it sounds cliche, but trust me, it works. Pray. Talk to God before you talk to anyone else. Anyone else. Talk to God, okay? Don't call your cousin who got a fighting spirit and do want to pump you up and egg you on. Don't do that. Just stop and pray, okay? The second thing you need to do, write down your thoughts so that you can organize your emotions. Try to figure it out what really is bothering me. Because a lot of things sometimes people can trigger. They might not mean it the way that you received it, but because you're still healing, we're all a work in progress. Sometimes things can, when people say, can trigger things that we didn't know was buried in our heart. So writing out our emotions oftentimes can reveal those things, and we can begin to pray on those things and get healing from those things. Number 3, you can heed to the words from Paul when he wrote to the Philippians, and he said to think on these things. So he talked about thinking on things that are true, lovely, pure, and praiseworthy and things that are noble. These things, like thinking on these things, they help you stay level-headed and spiritually strong, y'all. And that helps shift your focus and put things in perspective. And that way you can easily identify how much weight a person's comments should have in your life. Then, if you still need help, call someone who's wise. Once again, not your cousin or your best friend who like to fight for fun. Call somebody who is wise, who has a gentle spirit, and who can honestly help to sort out your emotions with you in a godly way. In a godly way, that's the key, because there's a lot of new age mess out there. In a godly way, through prayer, through scripture, through wise counsel. You have to have wise people in your corner, y'all. Sometimes it's hard to do it on your own, but don't call foolish people. Call the wise who can truly help you get out of your situations. I hope those three things helped y'all. I know they really helped me out this week. So if you don't mind, let's just pray a little bit. The best communication that God gave us is prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God, letting him know the good and the bad. The good and the bad, y'all. Thanking him and laying it all at his feet. Lord, help us with communication. This is an area where sin crouches at the door. It's waiting for us to slip up and act out in anger and not use our gift of self-control to fight against it. Help us, Lord, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because our human anger does not produce the righteousness that you desire, Lord. Help us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. By this, everyone would know that we are your disciples, Lord, if we love one another. Thank you. I hope you ladies have a blessed week.